Babe, you're completely soaked. The weather's been just horrible the past few days. You better get yourself out of this clothes, or you're gonna catch a cold or something. Yeah, I do like to see you naked, but this is mostly so you don't get fucking hypothermia, sweetie. Now get that cute butt under the shower, and after that, we can talk about how your day was. Or we can just fuck like rabbits. He looked a little upset. Hey, babe. How was the shower? I can see you put on some clothes. Such a shame. So, do you still wanna talk? Oh, what's wrong? You're just feeling a bit down because of the weather? And your friends wanted to hang out with you, but you had to bail. Damn, that really sucks. Yeah, I guess nobody can really do anything about that. Except me. I'm gonna make you feel all better. So, I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to get out of those clothes you just put on, mister. Now look at my body, baby. My long red hair that always looks so pretty when you bunch it up in your fist and use it to face fuck me. My cute nose that looks so hot when it's pressed against your big heavy balls. And my soft, perky, full tits that you can squeeze and suck and fuck whenever you want. Do you know why that is? No. Not just because you're my boyfriend. It's because I'm white, honey. White girls belong to strong, handsome brown men like you. White girls would never say no to a brown man like you. All they'd say is, "Please, more, master. Fill my white womb with your perfect brown seed. Please let me fuck your brown cock with my big white tits. And thank you for showing me that brown men are superior." It's true, honey. Brown men are superior. I mean, look at you. Your body, your muscles, and your cock. Your fucking perfect cock. If you ever see a strong, successful, gorgeous white girl, I just want you to keep this one thing in mind, baby. Every single one would fall to their fucking knees at the sight of your gorgeous cock. Just look at it. It's like that thing was made to make other boys feel bad. Black boys, East Asian boys, and especially white boys would kill for your cock, baby. They would kill to be you. Those boys would kill to have a pretty white girl like me degrade herself for a drop of their cum like I do for your cum. Silly boys and their silly fantasies. Because that's what they are. Boys, unlike you, you're a man. You deserve to be worshipped like the god that you are. Men like you deserve to be worshipped like the gods that they are. So, can this worthless white whore please kiss your magnificent cock? May I kiss your magnificent balls as well? I bet I'd look so much prettier with your shaft pressed up against my slutty face, don't I? Baby, take my phone and please take a picture for me. Oh, yeah, baby. I want you to show the fucking world where white sluts belong. On their fucking knees for brown cock. You can send it to whoever you'd like. I want everyone to know that I belong to your brown cock. No, silly, don't actually send the picture. It's just part of the role play. But you can send it to your phone if you like. Baby, I can't even begin to say how good it feels to suck your cock. It just feels... natural to put my pretty pink lips on that throbbing, rock hard, veiny brown cock. Oh, it's just so perfect. The contrast of my dainty pale fingers on your strong brown body. My dreamy emerald eyes staring at your dark shaft. And my pink tongue darting around your big brown balls. The dream of every white girl. You know, most of my girlfriends have a crush on you, right? I think I might take some of them over so you can get the worship you fucking deserve, and they can learn their fucking place. Underneath you. Underneath brown fucking studs like you. Would you like that, huh? All of those pretty white girls begging for your beautiful brown cock. Sucking. And fucking. Licking my pussy and fucking Marissa's big tits while Lisa licks your ass. Making Sarah send videos of her panties getting soaked whilst you're face fucking her to her East Asian boyfriend. Having Melissa's black boyfriend lick off the huge, creamy facial you gave her. Destroying Lydia's pussy and make her pathetic white boyfriend sit in the corner while she begs you to impregnate her. And pound that stuck-up bitch Natalie in her virgin asshole until she cries and comes all over your cock. And making me clean your cock straight out of her asshole. Yes, baby. Come for me. Let me suck on your balls for you. They're so big and heavy for me. Come for me. Come for this white slut. We you gonna come for me, babe? I can feel you twitching. Come in my whore mouth. Paint me white. Oh my god, you're still coming, baby. I fucking love how much you come. Yes, baby, cover your white cum rag with your seed. I've done what every good white girl should do. Make brown hard cocks come until they're satisfied. And I've fulfilled my duty as girlfriend. Since you don't seem all that upset anymore for some super weird reason. By the way, you really liked it when I talked about sucking your cock out of Natalie's asshole, didn't you? No, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's very useful information to me. After all, I'm just here to make your cock throb, aren't I? Well, that really was fun. But I think it's my turn to take a shower now. I love you too, baby.